Welcome aboard Paulding County to another edition of My Sports every Saturday morning here live from the My 1027 WMYW studios. My name is Pete Seymour, your host for season number 3, episode number 2. Well, week number 1 of Friday Night Lights, that is in the books. Of course, we will talk a lot of football here this morning. Our football preview show, that wrapped up last week. If you missed that, all of these episodes are archived on the my1027.org website, not just from this past year, but from previous years. All of the head coaches from the Paulding County football teams were able to stop by the studio last week to preview their respective programs. But today, we need to talk some GMC golf, some crazy low scores from the golf season so far. It's been going almost about a month now. You can't believe that. But we will chat with the head golf coach for the Wayne Trace Raider Golf Program, and that is Chris Rossworm. That interview, that'll be coming up next just here in a little bit. Of course, we can't forget about volleyball. Full slate of games in the GMC from this past week. Fall sports now in full swing, and we will talk about it all. Whoever you are, and however you're listening, my name is Pete Seymour, thanking you for not just tuning in this week, but every week to a new episode of My Sports. Can't wait for this week, Paulding County. We get it all started on the other side of the break. This is My Sports, and you're listening on My 102.7 FM.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Back here on My Sports, it's time to welcome in the head golf coach for the Wayne Trace Raiders Boys Golf Program. That is Chris Rossworm. Coach, thank you for taking a few minutes of your time today, and let's talk about the season so far. I saw some really low scores, guys really hovering like high 30s, low 40s. What can you say about the consistency of your team so far?
Well, so far we started out really good. By the way, thanks for having me on. And yeah, the boys start out couple second places in some invitationals and third place, and then started our 9-hole events here and had some rocky issues there, some boys on vacation, another boy injured, but we got everybody back together here since school started, and boys have been playing really consistent. We got everybody back from last year, which helps with the experience aspect of the game, and just trying to stay consistent going forward here and make a push here for the end of the year, which is right around the corner.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to bring up. Golf, one of those sports, of course, that starts actually before the school year starts. I played 1 year of it in high school, and that was always the weird thing, was starting like 3 weeks. So you're at like the middle towards the end of your season now, correct?
Yeah. So, end of September, middle of September, we'll be rolling into conference tournament play, and then the week after sectional, and then districts. So yeah, we are well on our way, and before you blink, it's over.
Right, it's a quick year. So you mentioned that you bring back all of your same guys from last year. Can you take me through your team, and what are some of the guys' strengths?
Our number one golfer, Kyle Sutton, he finished top 5 last year at our Division 3 state tournament, which we went to. So Kyle is just a ball striker, really consistent, hitting greens, great leader. Then we go to our number 2, Brody Rossworm. He's just a sophomore. So he's getting some great leadership from the seniors, because I got 5 seniors that are playing. So he's been consistent. Had a little injury with the back starting out and playing through it well. Number 3 and 4 is Connor Davis and Jared Varner. They've been playing well consistently, just trying to get better throughout the year here and making a rush. Number 5 and 6 is Tyson Gerber, another senior. He's been real consistent this year. Really proud of him. And our number 6 has kind of been off and on with Connor Wanamaker, Grayson Sutton, and I'm going to probably throw a few more boys in here to get some experience. And Connor's a junior, so he's getting his feet wet in the varsity action this year. Put a great summer in, great work ethic. So, yeah, we got some underclassmen falling in behind that. So, we're getting better throughout the year, I guess, is what we're trying to do and stay consistent.
Absolutely. And you hit on another thing that I wanted to also touch on, and that was you guys playing in the summer together. Now, I assume this is a pretty tight group, and as soon as the season ends, because that's a big gap, obviously, from the end of one season to the beginning of the next season, but I assume they're together either playing at the simulators, getting indoors somewhere, and then as soon as the weather breaks, getting outside.
Yeah, Kyle actually took a job over at Antwerp at a simulator place for the winter.
Nice.
He was striking balls all along, so then once the weather broke for them, they've played in the Lamar Junior events, just playing everywhere. And they're a great, tight group, niche of kids. They all stay in my basement a lot.
Nice.
So, yeah, with my son. So they're really tight niche and all get along well. So, yeah, they've been hard at it all summer. So, yeah.
In golf, one of those games, I mean, for me, the hardest part is consistency. So to see some of these consistent scores, it really opens my eyes. So I really think the consistency of the team that you have right now is definitely one of the strengths. And obviously it helps with those guys being together all the time.
It does. Yeah. And that's what you strive for as a coach, and, is being consistent. And that golf game, one day you have it, the next day you don't.
You don't. Yep. Yep.
And then you go out there and you got to forget about that bad hole going into the next. And that's the challenge of a golfer or a coach, to try and calm that young man down and, say, hey, you can't look back. Let's move forward. Yeah. And they talk amongst themselves, help each other out. It's been a great group of kids to coach this year.
And the other aspect of high school golf, I mean, you can say this about college golf too, is, you're putting in a day of classes, a day of school, and then maybe, you didn't have the best day, but still have to come out onto the golf course that night, clear the mind, and go play 18.
Yes, that's the whole thing about golf, you're in school all day and then come out and you grind it at school and test here, test there, and then try and come out and get focused for a golf match. And a lot of them aren't eating properly after school,
so
you're trying to
get
them nourished. You get there and you start at 4:30 and they're not done until 7:30, so they're eating at 8:30. So that's a challenge too for a kid, just good eating habits and stuff like that. So it's a grind out here for about a month and a half, that's for sure.
So what events do you have coming up to kind of wrap up the season?
I think we had our Wayne Trace Invitational, which we have 8 teams out there, and the boys won that. Miller City got second. Next week, we got our second quarter of our GMC event, which we started something new in the conference. So we are hosting that second event out at Pleasant Valley.
Nice.
On Thursday. In the middle of August, or September, I guess, we start, 18-hole event up at Wauseon, Pettysville Invite, which will lead us into the following week in the GMC match, our final event. So we got some great matches coming forward here. We just got to stay consistent and healthy. Real proud of them, and hopefully we can make a run like we did last year going forward. So there's some great teams up there in Northwest Ohio, so we got a challenge ahead of us, that's for sure. And hopefully the boys can be consistent and just do the best they can. That's all I ever ask. So,
absolutely. Well, hey, Coach, I appreciate you taking a few minutes of your time to come on the show, and best of luck moving forward. I'm excited to see how this plays out really through the end of the year, because this year, I don't want to say more than any, but there's a lot of talented teams, like you said, in the GMC throughout the area. I just, like I said, look at the scores and see a lot of low scores.
Yeah, there is. There's some great teams out here. So, yeah, we're just hoping to, come together at the right time and play well. So that's all you can ask. I appreciate you having me on.
Hey, I appreciate it, Coach. Thanks again, and have a great rest of your day.
You as well. Thank you.
This has been the Head Golf Coach for the Wayne Trace Raiders, Chris Rosswerman. We're back with plenty more My Sports after this. We're going to talk about some golf and that Wayne Trace Invitational that Coach brought up. We're back after this on My 102.7.
This program is sponsored in part by the Wayne Trace Boosters. Please join us at a Wayne Trace sporting event as we cheer on our Raiders at home and on the road. Go Raiders!
We just wrapped up our conversation with the head golf coach for the Wayne Trace Raiders, Chris Rosswerm, and now it's time to take a look at some of the low scores from this past week, and we'll start with Wayne Trace, boys golf at Delphus Country Club. Wayne Trace as a team, a 156 total team score. Autoville, a 180. Brody Rosswerm, a 34. Are you kidding me? Kyle Sutton follows that up with a 38. Jared Barner, a 41. Connor Davis, a 43. Tyson Gerber, a 45. And Grayson Sutton, a 47. All under 50 for the Wayne Trace Raiders starters there. For Autoville, it was Evan Altenberger, a 38. Zach Hoblein, a 44. Cole Nippon, a 48, Logan Rittenhouse, a 49, Blake Korkodaks, a 50, and Jeremy Hornston, a 54. More boys golf takes us to Hickory Sticks Golf Course in Van Wert. It was Crestview 171, total team score to Antwerp's total team score of a 186. Braylon Moreno turned in a 40 for the Archer Zane McMichael, a 44 respectively. Griffin Kosh, a 48. Draven Bommert, a 54. Dylan Hahn, a 54. And then Drew Eakin, a 61. For Crestview, it was Matthew Dealey, a 36 to lead the way. Logan Schemmler, a 44, Keenan Smith, a 45, Aiden Hyatt, a 46, Evan Hart, a 46, and Jacob Schrum, a 54. Let's talk a little bit of girls golf now. It was Wayne Trace, a total team score of 192 at Harvest Moon Golf Course in Defiance, to Tenora's team score of 213. Leading the way for the Raiders, Tori Young, a 45, Ryan Jay, a 46, Alec Crosby, a 50, Olivia Baumann, a 51, Reagan McGarvey, a 55, and Aubrey Dougal, a 72. For Tenora, Adelaide Gill, a 45, Danica Rath, a 54, Marissa Ramond, a 57. Back to the boys at Auglaize Golf Course in Defiance. It was Brian, a team score of 165, Wasion, 171, and Polding, 174. Nico Stahl, the low score for the Panthers, with a 41, Nick Hatcher, a 43, Johnny Lips, a 44, Tyler Goings, a 46, Brandon Schroeder, a 46, and Austin Kinder, a 61. More boys golf at Pond River Golf Course. Hicksville, team score of 157, Polding, 160, Antwerp, 169. Tyler Goings this time in the 30s at 37. Nico Stahl behind him for the Panthers with a 40, Nick Hatcher, a 41, Brandon Schroeder, a 42, and Max Stork, a 42. For the Archers, Braylon Moreno, a 37, Draven Bommert, a 44, Griffin Kosh, a 44, and Drew Eakin, a 44. Talking more boys golf, let's fast forward to Thursday. We'll take a look at some of the team scores and then some of the individual efforts from the Wayne Trace Boys Golf Invitational at Pleasant Valley Golf Club in Payne. First, for the team scores, they look like this. Wayne Trace, the low score on the day, a 149, followed by Miller City, 155 behind them. It was Lincoln View, a 172, Crestview, a 175, Autoville, a 179, Fort Jennings, a 182, and then Antwerp, a 183. Some of the individual efforts looked like this. We'll start with the Wayne Trace Raiders. Low score on the day from Brody Rosswerm, a 35, Kyle Sutton, a 36, Connor Davis, a 36, Connor Wanamaker, a 42, a 44 for Jared Barner, and Tyson Gerber, a 45. Once again, the team score, a 149. For the Antwerp Archers, their team score, 183. As I mentioned, the low round, Braylon Moreno in the 30s with a 38. That is impressive. Also scoring a 47, Griffin Kosh, and then Draven Bommert, a 48. Dylan Hahn had a 50, along with Zane McMichael, a 52, and Drew Eakin, a 53. From Polding, it was Johnny Lips and Brandon Schroeder, each coming in with a 44, respectively. It was a 45 for Nick Hatcher, a 47 for Nico Stahl, and a pair of 48s for Max Stork and Tyler Goings. Once again, the total team score, 180 for the Polding Panthers. And that is a look at the Wayne Trace Boys Golf Invitational this past week, once again at Pleasant Valley Golf Course. Oh, guys, I know we've talked a lot of golf today, but a lot of talent in the GMC and surrounding Paulding County on the golf course, both for the guys and for the girls. One more big thank you to the head golf coach for Wayne Trace, Chris Rossworm, for joining the show earlier today. Again, if you missed that conversation, this episode will be archived after it airs for on-demand access on the my1027.org website. So find it there when this one is over and hear the conversation we had with Coach Rossworm earlier this morning. Well, that wraps up our golf segment. We packed a lot into a little bit of time. Thanks for staying with me through that. But it's time for a short break now here on My Sports. When we come back, we need to chat some football. Had to start with a lot of golf, but it's time to chat about the first Friday in Friday Night Lights for the fall season. We'll talk about the Panthers, we'll talk about the Raiders, and we'll chat about the Archers. All coming up next, some big-time matchups under the Friday Night Lights from an evening ago. But let's take that break so we can get to it. My name is Pete Seymour, this is My Sports, and it continues next right here on My 102.7 FM.
The Antwerp Athletic Boosters are proud to support all of our Antwerp Archer athletes. Join us for a sporting event and cheer on the Archers.
Hey, we've all been there. You're in the middle of something important, and then, boom, the power goes out. But what if it didn't? What if you skipped the candles and the flashlights and just carried on with your day? With a Kohler generator, your power stays on even when the utility power goes out. So your food stays fresh. Your home stays powered. Get a reliable Kohler generator at Sweater Electric in Paulding.
Moving right along with another edition of My Sports. We just wrapped up talking golf with the head golf coach for the Wayne Trace Raiders boys golf program, Chris Rossworm. But now it's time to turn our eyes to what everybody has been looking forward to, and that is the first Friday of Friday Night Lights in Paulding County. Ironically, all of the teams in Paulding County starting out on the road, but first we will get to the GMC scoreboard. And it looks like this after week number one. Pretty decent showing for the Paulding County teams. It was Antwerp shutting out Montpelier 34-0. Delta over Ayersville 55-6. Blowout there. Eden 36, Edgerton 26, Fairview over Wauseon 30-12 convincingly. Patrick Henry 47-6 over Hicksville. Paulding shutting out Swanton, a big win for the Panthers, continuing the momentum that they had from last season. Liberty Center 38-0, and then Fort Recovery knocks off Wayne Trace 22-6. Let's dive a little bit deeper into the Wayne Trace game. Again, a tough loss for the Raiders on the road. All the Paulding County teams will return home next weekend. We'll talk about that a little bit later on our slate of games and our broadcast coming up on mysports.live. But let's dig in to the Wayne Trace game a little bit more. And we'll start with the statistical leaders. We'll start with passing. Cole Moorhead, he was 16 of 24 for 152 yards, receiving his favorite target, Tyler Head, 7 for 89 with Amos Sin, 4 catches for 32 yards. Brady Miller on the ground, 1 rush for 16 yards, while Cole Moorhead could only muster up 11 yards on 15 carries. So let's take you through the game summary. It was Fort Recovery who struck first, a 71-yard run by Reese Wendell, 11:08 left in the second quarter. Then it was Fort Recovery back on the board not too long after that. They struck before halftime on a 1-yard run. Then Gavin Evers had an 11-yard run that was in the third. For Cole Moorhead, it was a 10-yard pass from Moorhead to Tyler Head, the only score from the Raiders coming in the fourth quarter. So we talked about the individual statistics. Let's take a look at the team statistics in this one, because it was pretty close in the books, but sometimes the result doesn't match what the stats have to say. First downs in favor of Fort Recovery just by one. Rushing attempts, it was 45 for 236 for Fort Recovery. They got it done on the ground, and that's really the difference. 47 rushing yards for Wayne Trace on 25 attempts. They'll have to get that going throughout the rest of the season and into GMC play. Fort Recovery, though, only threw the ball three times and only completed one of those passes for 25 yards. Of course, always have been a ground-heavy team. 16 completions for Cole Moorhead for 152 yards for 199 yards of total offense. Fort Recovery outgaining them by almost 70. Neither team's had an interception. 3 fumbles for Wayne Trace. They didn't lose any of those. 6 fumbles for Fort Recovery. They lost 1 of those penalties. Decently clean game for week number 1. 5 for 25 and 2 for 10 for Fort Recovery. So the scoring for Fort Recovery, 14 in the second, 6 in the third. That totals their 20. The only score for Wayne Trace coming in the final 2 minutes of the game. 6 points on the board for the Raiders in week number 1. So as I mentioned, all the Paulding County teams on the road this week, they all return home next week, so let's take a look at some of their opponents. It'll be Antwerp on Friday, August 30th against Eden. These all starting at 7 o'clock. Paulding will host North Central, and then Wayne Trace looks to get back in the win column, taking on Spencerville. We'll get more into that a little bit deeper in our My Sports slate of games. We'll talk about the volleyball and some of the other football you can catch broadcasting-wise, but that is a look at week number 1. Can you believe Friday Night Lights already in the books? Looking forward to week number 2 and looking forward to all the broadcasts coming up on MySports.live. Well, that's a look at week number 1. It is time to move on because we had a ton of volleyball on the hardwood from this past week. We need to talk about it all. I was on a call for a few of those games. We'll break them all down. Plus, we have plenty more coming up, including broadcast games that you can check out in the next few weeks. My name's Pete Seymour. This is My Sports, and it continues next. Stay with us, Paulding County. We're listening to My 102.7 FM. My Sports rolls on as we just got done talking some high school football, some great matchups on the gridiron last night. Now it's time to hit the volleyball floor. Some pretty exciting matches here early on in the year, so let's talk about them. We'll start on Monday. It was Paulding over Van Wert in straight sets, 25-8, 25-12, and 25-17. The statistical leaders for Paulding look like this. Tori Schlatter, she went 20 for 20 hitting, including 5 kills. Lucy Breyer, she had 7 kills to her name. It was 22 for 22 from the serving stripe for Eddie Schull with 4 aces and 12 digs. Brianna Bermejo had 19 digs to go along with 17 of 18 serving. That included 4 aces. Marley Parrott had 3 kills, and then Kaylee Dunham also chipping in 4 kills. Junior varsity, Paulding wins over Van Wert, and the freshman Paulding over Van Wert, 25-3, 25-13. Antwerp then fell to Kaleida in straight sets. That was on Tuesday evening. I was on the call for that one. It went 25-17, 25-20, 25-16. Antwerp was in every single one of those sets, almost pulled that second set out. A lot of effort from those Antwerp archers, which you love to see. More volleyball takes us to Crestview High School, where it was Crestview over Paulding in straight sets, 25-13, 25-10, and 25-8. Statistical leaders for the Paulding Panthers, Tori Schlatter, 4 kills. Lucy Breyer, 4 kills. Kaylee Dunham had 3 blocks. SDPs, 10 assists. And Marley Parrott, 2 kills and 2 blocks to her name. More volleyball, this time from Lima Central Catholic. Also played back on Tuesday. Wayne Trace, individual leaders. It was Wayne Trace over Lima Central Catholic, 25-14, 25-18, 25-17. The individual leaders, like I mentioned, Addison Stoller had 2 kills, Amber Stoller 16 assists, 5 kills, 3 aces, 6 digs and a block, Ava Stoller 1 assist and 2 digs, Caroline Winans 2 assists, 1 ace and 20 digs, Harper Myers 11 kills, 2 aces, 11 digs, 3 blocks, Kendall Denning 2 kills, 1 ace, 8 digs, 3 blocks, Lexi Moore 12 kills, 1 assist, 1 ace, 3 digs and 5 blocks, Lori Sin, 14 assists, 1 ace, and 5 digs. Natalie Stoller, 1 kill and an assist. And Tori Sin, 7 kills, 1 assist, 1 dig, and a block to her name in the victory. Once again, Wayne Trace over Lima Central Catholic, 25-14, 25-18, 25-17. Straight set winners for the Raiders. One other volleyball game we need to get to happened on Thursday. It was Pettisville over Paulding, 25-21, 21-25, 25-19, 20-25, and 15-13, a 5-set thriller. The JV Paulding Panthers won 25-21, 25-18, and the freshman over Pettisville, 25-15, 25-19. Statistically, for Paulding, SDPs, 37 assists. Addison Schull, 19 digs and 10 assists. Kaylee Dunham, 8 kills and 6 blocks. Brianna Bermejo, 7 kills and 20 digs. Marley Perrette, 8 kills. Torrey Schlaughter, 5 aces, 33 digs to go along with 10 kills. Addison Pease, 3 aces. Addison Aaron, 3 kills. Lucy Breyer, 12 blocks and 12 kills in the Paulding 5-set loss to Pettisville. So, that's a look at our volleyball from this past week. A lot of great matches, like I said, and a ton more coming up on MySports.live in this next upcoming week. I'll talk about that here just in a little bit as we wrap up our show after this break. We need to get to our Paulding County slate of games coming up on MySports.live for next week and the upcoming weeks. Plus, we need to hand out a few thank yous. This is My Sports. It continues next. We're back after this, and you're listening on My 102.7 FM.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Back, putting a bow on this edition of My Sports, season number 3, episode number 2, about to be in the books. But it was a fun one this week, Paulding, because we got to chat a little bit of everything. Of course, we chatted football earlier in this one, talked about the week that was on the gridiron, and we talked a lot of golf. Like I said, a lot of talent in the GMC this year. It'll be fun to see how this golf season progresses, and it will be really fun to see some of the scores that come in a little later in the season. A big thank you goes out to the head golf coach of Wayne Trace's boys golf program, Chris Rossworm, on stopping by the studio today. We chopped it up, had a great conversation, and of course, if you missed that conversation or any conversation from this year, past year, any year, they're all archived on the my1027.org website. Head on over after this one, check out some of the older interviews. So many great guests on for my 2 seasons and 2 episodes in now at this point. It's been so much fun so far, Paulding County. But now it's time to get to our My Sports slate of games. That's coming up in the upcoming weeks. It looks like this. Full slate of games. If you're a sports fan, if you're a Paulding County fan, MySports.live, the place to be this next week. And it starts on Tuesday, September 3rd. Paulding and Wayne Trace go at it on the hardwood in volleyball. Kenny Stabler and Dave Bowen will be with you for that one. Then Football Friday features Jason Landers and Doug Billman. They'll bring you Antwerp and Hilltop, while Caleb Hatch and Scoop Miller will cover Paulding against Delphus Jefferson. Well, let's take a little bit of a look farther into the future for the My Sports slate of games. Tuesday, September 10th, I will be on the call with Scoop Miller for the Paulding volleyball game against Ayersville, Wayne Trace and Ottoville. That'll be Kenny Stabler and Scoop Miller. And then Paulding and Wayne Trace, Caleb Hatch and Dave Bowen will have that one for you Friday, September 13th. I hope you guys have enjoyed the MySports.live broadcast so far. We've seen some great volleyball and some very hard-fought matches. So that's the look at the MySports slate of games coming up for next week and a little bit into the week after that. Now it is time for our thank yous. Before we get out of here, we need to say thank you to our sponsors, because without them, I would not be able to do this each and every week. And those are the Athletic Boosters of Wayne Trace, Paulding and Antwerp, Schweller Electric, Williamson Crop Insurance, Paulding County Economic Development, and the Dooley Funeral Homes of Antwerp and Payne. Once again, a huge thank you to our sponsors for allowing me to do this each and every week. Well, Paulding County, that's another week of My Sports in the books. Week 1 of football, that is done. I can't wait for week number 2. I'm excited to get out to Paulding County here in the next few weeks. I know I got to call some volleyball. I'll have some more football for you on Fridays, and I am so much looking forward to that. But for now, whoever you are, and however you've been listening, my name's Pete Seymour, thanking you for not just joining me this week, but every week for another edition of My Sports. Have a great week, Paulding County. I'll talk to you next week, same time, same place. This has been My Sports, and you've been listening to My 102.7 FM. We'll be right back.
My Sports is sponsored by the Dooley Funeral Homes of Antwerp and Payne, a life story funeral home. You can learn how pre-planning makes sense by calling 419-258-5684 or 419-263-0000. The Dooley Funeral Home.